striking writers have reached a deal that sends some of them back to work. The deal is between the Writers Guild of America and David Letterman's production company, Worldwide Pants, which means Late Show with David Letterman and Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson will get their writers back next Wednesday. Jay Leno, Conan O'Brien, and Jimmy Kimmel, however, will likely return to late-night television without their writers. It's been more than 2 months since the Writers Guild of America went on strike, so we had an idea. What if Leno and the others were to outsource their jokes? We offer a warning. Possibly your sense of propriety and certainly your sense of good taste may be offended, so you may want to tune to the sports talk station right now, because here is what we found when we called the place Americans call when they need help and there's no one here in America who's doing the job. India.
This is AJ. How can I be of assistance?
You are in Bangalore in India?
That is correct.
So we have this problem, which is some of our most famous late-night comedians are about to go back on the air next week without comedy writers, and we figured that whenever people need anything anymore in the U.S. that we don't have, we outsource it to India and to Bangalore. What's the best joke that you've heard recently that you just might, you know, take a wild stab at trying out on an American audience next week?
Okay, let me give you an example. I was in New York recently, and I think the rudest thing about your entire JFK experience is when you go into the immigration area, and there's someone who asks you, okay, what is the purpose of your visit to the continental United States? And I went, I've come here for the Sharjah Convention. Then I figured, oh, my God, she'll think Sharjah, terrorist, Middle East. So I went, that's the South Asian Journalists Association Convention. It's at Columbia University. And she goes, and how long do you take to practice saying that in front of a mirror? So I said, well, ma'am, I mean, we speak English over there. And in any case, where the hell do you come from with a name like Stinkovich? And she goes, my name's not Stinkovich, it's Stankovich. So I said, well, I don't care if you did in the past tense.
AJ is actually named Ajit Saldana, and he is the manager and owner of the comedy club Eventually in Bangalore, India. And Ajit, or AJ as he prefers in his comedic role, gave us the names of a couple of other Indian comedians whom we could try for some outsourced jokes.
Hello.
Is that Ruby?
That's right, the only female stand-up comedian in India. How may I help you?
Well, it's Robert Siegel from NPR.
Hi, Robert.
And I'm calling in search of an outsourced joke that our writerless late-night comedians might be able to use next week.
Well, I just think outsourcing is a buzzword today, right? So I really wouldn't mess with the guys from India. And next time you're talking to a voice over the phone when their computer isn't working and you're mad because it ain't American, hell, they come from the land of the Kama Sutra. They can screw you over in more ways than you can count.
It's Ruby Chakravarti, who we were told is the Roseanne Barr of India, I should say. And another person we were referred to from the owner of the comedy club in Bangalore is Papa CJ, an Indian comedian who, at least on his website, is described as the Indian Chris Rock.
This is Papa CJ. If you want an honest answer, press 1. If you want something made up, press 2. If you'd like to wait 20 minutes and speak to an actual human being, press 9. This call is being charged at $2 a minute.
Papa CJ, it's Robert Siegel here from Washington.
Hi, Robert.
I should warn you that for the purposes of quality control, this call is being monitored. We're looking for a joke that our late-night television comedians operating without writers might be able to use and get from Bangalore.
Well, it seems this fuss about immigrants coming to the U.S. taking all the jobs. Looks like we could take those jobs sitting at home. I talk a lot about the U.K. because I perform a lot in England. And I talk about how India is a lot more advanced than the U.K. At least our kings and princes married beautiful women. Well, if an Indian king married Camilla, we would worship her because in our country, cows are considered sacred.
Okay, despite Papa CJ's best effort, it seems that comedy, like charity, starts at home. And it probably ends there, too. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.